Title: Field Recording Transitions for DJ Friendly Sets Beginner. Alright, let's build some DJ friendly drum and bass transitions using field recordings. Rain, street noise, train stations, doors, crowds, all that real world audio is basically cheat codes for vibe, tension, and atmosphere. And the best part, it can sound way more believable than the typical whoosh riser stuff, especially in jungle and rolling DNB. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two reusable tools you can export as audio files and drop between tracks in a set. First, an atmospheric sweep transition that lasts 8 or 16 bars, where the world slowly narrows down and then snaps into a clean drop. Second, a short impact air bridge that's 1 to 2 bars, like a door hit that turns into a burst of air, then gets out of the way. Perfect for quick swaps. We'll stay stock only in Ableton Live, and we'll keep everything tempo locked around modern DNB tempos, like 170 to 176. I'm going to set us at 174 BPM so we're right in the pocket. Step 0. Set up the session like a DJ tool, not like a messy sound design experiment. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and consider turning on Auto Warp Long Samples. It's optional, but it helps when you drag in long recordings. Now create a few tracks, two audio tracks. Name the first one Field Atmo, and the second one Field Impact. Then create two return tracks, one called Verb Long and one called Delay DUB. Even if you don't use the delay today, it's nice to have ready for that dubby space. Now step 1. Choose or record the right field audio. Here's what you're listening for. For atmosphere, you want broadband noise, air, rain, traffic, ventilation, crowd wash, stuff that filters beautifully. For impacts, you want a strong transient, a door close, a metal hit, a gate clank, something with a clear tick or thunk at the start. And for tension, consistent tones are your friend. Station hum, room tone, distant road noise. That steady bed gives you something to sculpt without the transition feeling random. Quick phone recording tip: record 30 to 60 seconds of ambience, minimum. Then record one clean impact separately. Don't worry about audio file quality. We're going to filter, saturate, and tuck it into a mix. Just avoid clipping, and try not to rub your mic. Drag your ambience into Field Atmo and your impact into Field Impact. Step 2. Warp and clean your ambience so it behaves in a set. Double-click your ambience clip. Go to Clip View, and turn Warp on. For ambience, Warp mode on Complex is usually the best starting point. If it gets weird and watery, try Complex Pro, and set formance to 0 and envelope to around 128. If you notice the clip drifting off the grid over time, right-click and choose warp from here. Straight, we're not trying to force it into a groove like a drum break, we just want it stable and launchable. Now clean it. This is the unsexy part that makes the sexy part work. On Field Atmo, add EQ8, put on a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 120 Hz, sometimes even higher. The mission is simple. Do not steal energy from the sub and kick. Then, if it's harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Field recordings can have nasty bite that becomes painful once you add reverb. After that, add utility and pull the gain down. Start around minus 10 dB. Field recordings are often louder than they sound, especially once you start layering effects. Teacher note here, don't judge the level while soloed. Always check your transition while a drum loop and bass are playing. If it feels exciting alone, it's probably too loud in context. Optional but very useful. Control dynamics early before you automate FX. Field recordings can have sneaky peaks, like a metal clink or a wind blast. And those peaks will slam your reverb and make the automation feel inconsistent. So, before your big FX, add a compressor on Field Atmo. Set it gentle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 20 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 100 to 200 milliseconds. And just grab a few dB on the loud moments. You're not flattening it, you're smoothing it. Now step 3. Build the main tool, the atmospheric sweep transition. On Field Atmo, we'll build a device chain that's super standard for this kind of move. EQ8, then auto filter, then hybrid reverb, then saturator, then utility. Let's dial some starting points. On auto filter, choose low pass, set slope to 24 dB. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, and a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 4 dB. That drive helps the filter feel alive instead of polite. On hybrid reverb, pick a Hall algorithm or a large convolution space. Decay somewhere between 4 and 8 seconds. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 20% if it's inserted. Alternatively, and this is often cleaner, keep the reverb on your verb long return and automate the send. That way you can hard cut it without weirdness. Then saturator, soft sign mode, drive 1 to 3 dB. Subtle, you're going for closer and more present, not distorted. Finally utility at the end so you can control gain and stereo width in one place. Now the arrangement move. The classic D then B suck in into the drop. Place your field recording so it starts 8 or 16 bars before the drop or switch. Automate the auto filter cutoff over those bars. Start fairly open, like 2 to 4 kHz. If it's a bright recording, you can even start higher. Then as you approach the drop, bring the cutoff down to around 200 to 400 Hz. This makes the world feel like it's collapsing inward. It's tension without adding extra sounds. At the same time, automate your reverb. Let it slowly increase, especially in the last two bars. Then do a hard cut right on the downbeat of the drop, or at least a sharp reduction in the last quarter to half bar. That's the secret to huge transition that still lands clean. And now the DJ-friendly part, clean endpoints. At the drop point, decide if you want a tiny silence or a tiny tail. For DJ tools, a tight ending is often better than a beautiful ending. Use clip fades or automation to avoid clicks. Even a 10 to 50 millisecond fade out can save you from an annoying tick that you won't notice until a club system exposes it. Extra coach note, pick field recordings that loop invisibly. Before you commit, find a 2 to 8 bar section with no obvious one-off events, like a shout or a car horn. Those random moments can feel cool once, but they make your transition hard to reuse, and they can distract the mix right when you need clarity. Step 4. Give the ambience rhythmic movement so it rolls with DGNB. Because if your Atmo is just sitting there, it can feel pasted on top of the beat. Two easy options. Option A. Auto pan is tremolo. Add auto pan on field Atmo. Set amount to 0% if you don't want actual panning. Set phase to 0. Set rate to 1/4 or 1/8. Turn on invert so it becomes volume modulation. Then bring amount up around 20 to 40%. Now the ambience pulses in time, like it's breathing with the groove. Option B, gate it with sidechain, which sounds more integrated. Add gate after EQ. Enable sidechain in the gate. Choose your drum bus or kick as the input. Set attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, hold 20 to 60, release 80 to 180. Adjust threshold until the ambience opens on hits. Now it's glued to the drums in a way that's super mix-friendly. Advanced but still easy variation. Call and response gating. Duplicate your Atmo. Gate one layer from the kick. Gate the other from the snare, EQ them slightly differently, maybe pan them a touch. It creates this conversational movement that feels designed, not accidental. Now step 5, build the impactware bridge. Go to field impact and find your best transient. Trim it so it feels immediate. Consolidate a one bar clip. That matters because we want it grid perfect and exportable. Add a device chain, EQ 8, then drum bus, then hybrid reverb, then limiter. EQ 8. High pass somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz. We are not letting a door slam create fake sub that messes your headroom. Optionally, a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz adds crack and helps it cut without needing volume. Drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Keep boom off or extremely low. Boom can destroy headroom fast and it's rarely what you want for a transition tool. Hybrid reverb. Decay 2 to 5 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, dry slash wet 15 to 35%. Predelay is important. It keeps the hit sharp and then lets the space bloom behind it. Limiter. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB and just catch peaks. Don't crush it. If your limiter is working hard, turn down the track and let the mix breathe. Now turn it into the actual bridge effect. The whoosh in, hit, air out. Create a new audio track called Impact Tail. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record the impact and its reverb tail. Then reverse the recorded tail clip. Place that reverse tail right before the impact, so it ramps up into the hit. This is that classic DJ transition magic. You get motion leading into the hit, then a controlled burst of air, then it's gone. Quick sound design extra. If the impact feels flat, but you don't want it louder, shape the transient. Use drum bus transient control if your version has it, or use a compressor with a slower attack. Like 20 to 40 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1, release 80 to 150. That lets the initial crack through and tightens the tail. Step 6. Glue it into Reedl DNB structure so it's actually usable. Here's a dependable 16-bar swap template. Bars 1 to 8. Your Atmo is fairly open. Filter cutoff may be 4 to 8K, not super loud, just establishing a world. Bars 9 to 14. Tighten the filter. Increase your rhythmic pumping or gating so it feels more urgent. Bars 15 to 16. Reverb grows, cutoff drops hard toward 300 Hz. Then on the downbeat, impact and immediately hard cut the reverb so the drums hit clean. If you want an old-school jungle tape world vibe, add vinyl distortion or redux lightly on the Atmo. Automate redux downsample slightly in the last two bars, and maybe use a ping-pong delay on a return, like 1/8 dotted, but keep it subtle. The vibe is weathered, not broken. Now, a couple reality checks that will save you later. Do a DJ coup point test inside Live. Put a drum loop on one track, your transition on another, and practice starting it exactly on the downbeat. If it doesn't feel natural when you launch on bar 1, trim the clip start so the first audible moment lands right on the grid. DJ friendly means predictable. Also, test mono compatibility. Put utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%. If your transition disappears when monoed, it was probably relying on stereo sparkle instead of actual tone and movement. Fix it by adjusting EQ, saturation, or volume shape, and name your transitions like actual tools. TR-174 16B ring suckin. TR-174 2B gate it. Color code them. When you're building a pack, fast recognition beats perfect organization. Step 7. Export your transition files. Highlight exactly the region you want, like 16 bars. Export audio/video, rendered track, master, sample rate, 44.1 or 48k, bit depth, 24-bit, normalize, off, because you want consistent levels across a transition pack and across a set. Name them clearly, including BPM and length, 174 Atmo sweep 16B DDEM.WAV, 174 impact bridge 2B.WAV, and here's a pro move, print two versions of each transition, one called tight, ending clean with minimal tail. One called tail, with tasteful reverb that can overlap for longer blends. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick rapid fire. Too much low end in the field recording. Your sub loses power. High pass around 120 Hz, sometimes higher. Reverb tail overlaps the drop and masks the kick and snare. Cut the reverb sharply in the last quarter to half bar. Warp artifacts making it watery. Try Complex instead of Complex Pro, or turn Warp off if you don't need it. Transitions too loud. They're exciting solo, but they ruin the mix. Pull down utility gain and monitor with drums and bass playing. This audio version is shortened for playback.